Mike, do I have anything else I need to say?
I think you said it all, man.
All right. Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday, May 13th. I'm here with Mike Cintron.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Yeah, happy Monday, and happy Mother's Day for everybody for yesterday. Ladies out there, mothers in the audience, in the watching group, welcome. And, man, I got to tell you, bro.
I love those single moms, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
I love them.
Yeah?
I love single moms, because they know they're just so caring, and they're nurturing. They know how to make your snack packs for your day.
Yeah.
Like, they take care of their men. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, a single mom be like, go ahead and have a seat, Mike. I'll be with you in a minute. Just have it. Here, there's snacks in the fridge if you want.
Half the problem is because I don't want to be no one else's stepdad. That's the problem. I just want to be with this single mom.
Yeah, when I met my wife, she was a single mom. She had a five-year-old, four-and-a-half, five-year-old.
See, I could do a five-year-old, because then they grow on you.
What?
I mean, I don't mean like that. I mean like that. I mean, I'm like, I could be a stepdad to a five-year-old.
Yeah. You got to love the girl. I mean, if you don't love the girl, it's not going to work.
But like when they're like 12, 13.
Yeah.
It sucks.
That part of being a stepdad is like almost being a substitute teacher.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? You're not my dad. Oh, I know.
And then especially if the dad is still around. So I'm hoping for unfortunately, I like the situation where the dad is not around, whether he's deceased or in jail.
Yeah, it's usually better.
Right, because then I'm like the hero.
Right.
You know, but when he's still around, it's like I'm competing with someone.
Yeah. Will Barry says, Mike and Dougie in the house. Thanks, buddy. Dean Gassert, welcome to the show, guys. Yeah, man. No, but there is a difference as a father or stepfather. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta lay down certain things, but you can't go all the way. Your child, if you freak out and hit him with a newspaper. I mean, I didn't have children. I had dogs, so I'm trying to relate. You know what I mean? I'm trying to relate to it. So
yeah, it's like when you're dating a girl and she has a dog.
Right.
And then the dog acts up. It's like, well, what do you do? The dog is like tearing at my jeans.
Yeah.
You want to hit the dog, but you don't hit the dog in front of them.
In other words,
you know?
She leaves you, and you're not going to get a little smoke 'em slow that night.
Exactly.
I'm like, good night, Mike. What about a little bit of fun? Yeah, well, I got to take care of my dog. He's traumatized. So, yeah, man. So, but single moms. I'm going to say this. I'm not going to say who, but I met a hot single mom this week, and she was hot, and I found out more, and I felt more after that how hot this girl was, and followed me on Instagram. So then I saw, I go, wow. You know, like at people at work, they dress, come more, laid back.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's like the opposite of a stripper. You see a stripper at work, you're like, wow, she's hot. Then you go out to Walmart with her after, and you're like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
You sure you're on a day crew?
Sometimes I just walk around Publix for no reason.
Right.
And they on a Sunday.
But the cops stopped that after a while. Everybody's getting nervous about you. Somebody thought it was a kid and missing his parents. I'm a man, damn it.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's but yeah, single moms are hot. Right. So here's the story. I've been doing comedy now 11 years, 12 years. I don't know what it is. I think it's 12.
A long time.
A decade at least.
Longer than me. I've been doing it close to 9 years now.
Right. Well, and 10 years is a magic number.
Right.
Right. So in comedy, I always said 10-year rule is big in comedy because if you were doing comedy 10 years and if you're not doing well or it's not working out, you could have been a doctor by now.
Totally.
So 11, 12 years, whatever. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. But I'm at the I'm at the Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples this week. I get to work with Ahmed. Ahmed, very, you know, good friend, funny dude. You know, I've known Ahmed now. He did our shows in West last week at Tavolino's. We had a great show over at iHeart Theater. We had a great show. So we're having a great time. Jen Hellman was there. She ended up posting all weekend. We're having a great time, right? Fun. You've been in Naples.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. You know, but the town's pretty much upper middle class white, waspy. That's the kind of crowd you have in, you know, that is.
That's putting it lightly. Got
it. I'm just trying to be nice. I told my joke. I go, my buddy lives in Naples. He's real racist. One time I asked him, I had wasps on my pool deck. Yeah. And I asked him, hey, man, how do you get rid of wasps? He goes, have a black guy move in.
Oh.
Yeah. That's one of those jokes they tell amongst each other. So here's the deal. So great shows. So on Saturday night, we had shows. Early show was packed. It was great. Late show, it was a late show. You know, it was fun and everything, but it was a late show. You know what I mean? It was good. It was everything, but it wasn't the first show. It was the zenith of the evening.
Right.
Right? Now, Sunday comes, and we're kind of hanging out before the show. Dan Abed was just sitting there just before showtime. And I noticed these three police officers walking from the side of the building.
Were they white? Were they white?
No. No. But if you're taking demographics of those police, one was a black woman.
Okay.
And the other gentleman, I think his name was Officer Shamar. He could have been Hispanic or of Middle Eastern descent.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I don't work at a carnival.
We don't know.
I'm just, and I don't want to be insensitive ethnically.
Might
anybody.
Even be Italian for
he
all
could have
know.
Been, but I didn't think so.
Right.
There was more, the name, regardless, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. So, what happens?
I've met a Puerto Rican named Shamar.
Yeah. So what happens is now the cops are out there and things are going on and just from the activities of the weekend, I'm thinking, what could this be, you know? And then I'm thinking, is this like punk? Because then all of a sudden the manager comes walking in. Danny from the manager comes and says, hey, goes to Ahmed and says, hey, man, somebody had called in to the police department that was at the show last night.
Wow.
These people called 911.
Wow.
They called the Naples police. In the morning after, mind you, they went to, it was, we don't know if it was a 9 o'clock or the 7 o'clock or 9:30 show.
So they woke up and they were still in fear.
Yeah. They were,
I'm still afraid.
They woke up
from
and
last
they were like,
night.
Yeah. And they called Naples police.
Old Harold, we have to call the police. There's a Middle Eastern comic.
I have an opinion who it might have been in one of the shows.
Bethy Rothenstein.
Yeah, that fucking bitch.
We all know her in town.
No,
she's
listen.
She's the worst.
She's
known in Naples.
Yeah. So now, of course, and I'm mad. We talked about this. Obviously, we drove back last night, and we had time to fucking go over. But we were like, who the fuck? At first, I thought he was being punked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he knew one of the local officers, and they were fucking with him before the show. But turns out, somebody.
This is a legit thing,
right? Somebody. I have the impression it was a woman.
I mean, come on. If it's a dude, that dude needs to
You think it's a dude? You think it's
man.
A dude or a girl?
It has to be a girl. If it was a dude that woke up the next day, listen. If it was a dude that woke up the next day and made that phone call, he's obviously either a major racist asshole,
right,
or just a jerk who was like, this is gonna be funny to see this happen. Like either he's like a prank genius, like you said,
right,
or he's a racist. And then if it's a girl, it's like the only thing I can think of is some old lady who's still like took that with her. Whatever he said, he must have said something.
See, no, I see where you're going with that, but I think if it's an old lady, they react. They live through the war. You know what I mean? They don't sit around.
So
and
you're
fuck.
Saying it's a millennial?
I think it's a younger woman, and I have an opinion of it was because one of the shows we had this one woman that was not she was like very stern most of the show, sitting to the right.
Are they millennials in Naples?
Yeah.
Like older ones.
Yeah, anywhere, you know.
Okay. I can see that. I guess because like we're in that, because you're right. The older generation, they don't get offended by things like that. Like they let things go.
Yeah, they got the best sense. They've seen a lot. They're not
going
to be like
it's
triggered.
It's us
they're
not and like, be even the younger generation.
All right, so my opinion was a woman. There was a particular woman there that night. And it was funny because she was like, she had an attitude and,
So you even know, you can even sense who this one was.
I did, because I take a lot of people. And okay. I have it's only a theory, of course.
Okay.
So And you know, and someone else said, no, one of Ahmed's friends even said she thought, at first the person thought it was a woman too. Because I think the logic backs that story. Now, don't call me like a fucking sexist or something. I'm just going with the facts at hand, everybody. And I'm going to guess it. Now, you know what I'm saying? So, because what happened is, if you were in fear of your life, you'd have called the next day. Now, or that day or that night. Oh, my God, I just heard something at a comedy show. I see something, say something. You know, see something, say something.
Well, it's also like, as a guy, I feel to call 911, 9 out of 10 times you feel punked. Like, you're feeling like, man, I got to call someone else to deal with my problem right now.
Right. You know who calls 911s? 911?
911s.
It would be 91s. No, then it'd be a wrong number. I guess if you dial 911, it would eventually go to 911. Right? You're in panic mode. You're fucking, oh, someone's trying to fucking kill me, goddammit. Sorry, sir. You dial 911. We didn't take the call. So it wouldn't have been a dude. If right, a dude had an issue, it would have came after the show and said, hey, man.
Listen, I was robbed at gunpoint in Orlando.
Yeah.
And I called 911, and I felt like a pussy for calling 911. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It has to be a dire... Something really life-threatening.
Yeah. It's the reason for 911. You feel that you're in an emergency. Something's wrong. Someone's about to die.
I got pistol-whipped and had blood coming out of the side of my head. I was like, do you think I should call 911? My neighbor's like, I think you should call.
Yeah. Oh, you thought about it?
I thought about it. I was like, I don't know if I want to do this. What if they find the weed in my apartment?
Yeah, that's another thing. I did that. I've had a situation like, oh, actually, the burglar alarm went off in the house. You know, the house alarm went off.
Right.
And I forgot to press cancel, whatever. So the cops end up showing up. You know, meanwhile I'm burning in my fucking
right.
You know, in my room. I'm like, what the fuck? Wish I had a vape pen. All right, so you know what I'm saying? It was a woman, and listen, I have an opinion because this particular woman of the show, on our show, I noticed her because I was fucking with somebody at her table. This guy Griffin, the kid's name was. I mean, anybody that hangs with family or somebody known Griffin, but she was not like even Ahmed said something to her like, you know, I know she's not laughing. She goes, oh, I'm very hard to please. And she had this really, you know, attitude. And then he asked, like, what do you do for a living? She goes, oh, I have a degree. And, you know, like, that's not what you asked. You know, so there was something there with the character. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
Totally.
You know, like somebody, when you ask somebody a question like, oh, what do you do for a living? They're like, oh, well, I have a degree. Oh, okay, so you're not happy with what you're doing for a living. You're trying to tell me you have some sort of worth that your worth is being questioned.
You know,
so that's what I mean. This was a manufactured complaint.
Right, totally.
This wasn't something where somebody actually fucking was like, oh, my God, I think Ahmed's going to blow up fucking Naples.
Totally, totally.
You know, so and it was a woman, too, and I told this other, some other thing I'll tell you in a break, some other things I think what may have festered,
right.
May have, like, she'd been sitting here, like, getting all wound up about to call 911.
Yeah.
But it was definitely a woman.
Well, and again, it's not being sexist. It's, you know, recently I had a noise complaint, and granted, the lady was totally right. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm playing music pretty loud. I'm having a great time in my apartment. I'm not thinking about others. I was playing it loud. I know I was. She was totally right. But
what night was it? A weeknight or weekend?
It was a weeknight. It was Saturday night. But
it's a weekend, by the way.
A week? Well, whatever. I can't think. I smoked weed earlier. But the point is that, like, a man, a guy would have went to the door, knocked on the door, like, dude, turn it down. And I would have been like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. But cops came, and the cops even laughed. They were like, man, it sounds like you're having a good time in there, you know? Can you just turn it down a little bit? We had a noise complaint. But, yeah, the point is that most men aren't going to call 911. So I think you're right.
Yeah. They handle it themselves. And I think that would have happened. So now, you know, the big thing is I said, dude, you gotta, I would be on the phone with CNN right now. Saying, I'm a comic, and somebody called 911 on... Did you say exploit? Is that a good word?
I mean...
To me, as a comic...
I would.
It's never happened. It's not ever happened. I've never been at a show and somebody called 911 because of an act.
No, that's some, you know...
Because the material scared me. And here's the thing.
That should be on TMZ.
It should be. And I don't... You know, it's like the same thing. Like, you think about the wasted efforts. I'm sure there was probably some old... Dude walking, like, fell off his yacht, you know, that needed 911 over that call. You know, some guy slipped on his fucking $100 bills he left on his marble floor somewhere in Naples, you know. he broke a bottle of champagne and he slipped and on his ass.
Right.
And fucking fell into his 22-year-old gold digger girlfriend.
Oh, man.
I wish I had money. You know, I think about a story like that. I wish I had money. All right, so... Anyway, go to Ahmed Ahmed's page, Twitter, Instagram, stuff. He's got a video from when the officers were there.
Ask him about it.
Yeah. Let him know you heard it here. But I was just hoping if he does, I told him, I said, Ahmed, listen, I was there. So if you ever get on ABC News or some shit like that or whatever, hey, my friend Dougie was there. I'd be there as a bystander. You know, I'd be actually get on TV a little bit.
Totally.
Anyway. Speaking of people on TV, it seems, now, I don't. Alyssa Milano. You know who Alyssa Milano is?
Oh, I used to have a big crush on Alyssa Milano.
Now, she was with Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss?
She was a little girl and Who's the Boss with Tony Danza.
But I was a little boy, so it's all
right. Right.
And so we grew up together.
Yeah. So you spanked it off.
How old is Alyssa
Milano? You spanked
it
off thinking Alyssa Milano?
Probably. I know I did that with...
Like, did you have scenarios in your head, like where you picture you're in that house and you come over to see who the boss is and you're like, Alyssa, oh, hi, is your dad home?
Yeah, she was definitely hot. Like, man... I pictured I was Tony Danza, and I was going to town with Alyssa Milano.
Oh, so you had, like, incestuous type things.
Probably, like, some Game of Thrones things going down.
Yeah.
No, her, like, Jennifer Love Hewitt, there's a couple of them.
Big old titties. You like the titties?
You know, I like that olive skin.
Yeah.
That Italiana. You know who's hot also is that one who's, Mary Jane, or Aunt May now in Spider-Man.
Melissa Torme.
Ooh.
Yeah, I calm
Melissa
down, son.
Melissa Torme.
Yeah. She was a little too sexy of a mom, they thought.
You know, I think they did the right choice. I don't care.
I keep picturing her and My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, everyone's all upset, like, Aunt May got to be some old bag. F that. Make it. No, ugh.
She does. I mean, she's, you know.
Replace Melissa Torme with Alyssa Milano. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, she's a bit of. She's not going to ever bang me because I respond to a lot of her tweets. And it's not in
Alyssa
favor
Milano?
Of hers. Yeah.
Oh, what are you? You've been talking with Melissa Milano?
No, we don't talk. I just reply to tweets that she puts out because she's very, liberal. So one time, every once in a while, she said, like, here's the thing. I don't know if you're aware of this. Yeah, so listen, next time you jerk off, think about Melissa Milano. Picture me, like, going over, holding the picket sign in front of her or something.
Damn you, liberal.
So, all right, so Melissa Milano. I don't know if you're aware of this. In Atlanta, they signed a rule regarding the, basically trying to get rid of abortion. All right, Mike, you follow?
I know this one.
All right, so you know the story. So
two bros walk into a bar.
Yeah.
One's pregnant. Sorry. All right, go ahead.
All right, so in Atlanta, where a lot of film is, a lot of the movie business is, the industry, they, in Atlanta, they're basically trying to get rid of abortion. So, like, there's a law that was just passed, whatever, okay? I don't want to get into the technicals of that horse shit. But now what she's urging women to do.
They're trying to be pro-choice when they were pro-life. Or is it opposite?
I told you I don't want to get into this fucking divorce, this divorce thing. This, listen, a woman should choose. I think when it comes down to it, see, you got me started already, goddammit. I think a woman should choose. But I think the guy, whoever the parent or the husband is, the other part of the seed, I think that should be, hopefully that would be a conversation for the two people to discuss. And I hope they would look at all alternatives. Right? Look over all our terms and make your best decision. That's how I feel about any of that. Now, what she's saying is to battle, to deal with this law that was written in Atlanta. You know what her idea was?
What?
For women in Atlanta, if not only Atlanta, across the country.
Across.
To stop having sex with us men.
What?
This fucking genius.
That's blasphemy.
Listen. Hey, stop having sex with your men. Listen, hon, just because the only person that you're having sex with is in Mike's fucking jerk-off dreams.
Hate you, Alyssa Milano.
Did I spoil it for you? Dude, so all those years you've been jerking off to Alyssa Milano, now she's trying to tell you not to have sex with women.
You know how hard it is for me to have sex with to begin with?
Yeah. Yeah, could you imagine Mike boycotting sex?
Jeez.
When's the last time you got laid, Mike?
Man, it's been a while, man.
Weeks?
Months.
Months?
Months.
Wow.
Probably close to a year, maybe.
We should take you to an Asian massage parlor. Ask for the Robert Kraft special.
You know, yeah, you know.
It was a while back. You were going to go with me. Remember some of you boys are going to go from the old
I'm ready.
Crew? Yeah?
I'm ready to go.
You never been to one?
I've never had.
All right.
Never went to a massage parlor. All right,
we're
going to
wear
life.
Body cams, and then we're going to head there. So Bette Midler got it on Twitter. They're basically, yes, I'm agree with this. Women should stop having sex with men.
What?
Until the Atlanta legislation, the governors are, and the the politicians of Atlanta or in the city and the country of this country, the fucking state of Georgia, they, you know, until they fix it, ladies, stop putting out.
Can they do that?
Fuck, you know, listen. You know there's gonna be some woman
that's
gonna
do that. We guys got together and we're like, until this law goes into effect, we're not gonna have sex with any more women.
You think so? Yeah.
Everyone's gonna be like, "F you, buddy!" Like, yeah. Throw a rock at his head.
Yeah. Every man for himself.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, by the way, you're gonna have some women that are gonna go to their husbands, honey. You know, I'm really liking Alyssa Milano. I'm gonna so no sex for a while. Can you imagine?
Get out.
Yeah. Guess what? Every woman knows if you're not fucking your man, somebody will. That's women know that saying, right? I've met a lot of women in my life, and a lot of them said, if you ain't fucking them, somebody will. That is like a rule of the women. It's like, listen, if you're going to use sex as a weapon with your man, you know what I mean? If you're going to try to pull the tariff situation on your fucking man.
No pussy for
now,
you.
You know what I responded? Do you know how I responded to Alyssa Milano's tweet?
What's that? Sorry.
I responded. I said, this is a battle of the sexes. So you know what? You going to do that? Okay, you're going to withhold sex. Guess what? Men of America, look into my eyes. If your woman is boycotting sex because of Alyssa Milano and the legislative decisions of the state of Georgia, stop paying alimony. No more child support.
No
Done.
More. No
From this
more.
Day forward, fuck it. All right? This is war of the sexes. All right? No fucking and on this day, stop paying alimony.
No more clothes shopping.
No more, right. No more fucking buying purses.
When you buy those French fries and you ask her if she wanted extra French fries, she said no, and then she starts trying to take your French fries, you say no French fries.
There's no way. Fuck you and Alyssa Milano. Do what I fucking want. You're going to hold sex back from me? You're going to try to get women to stop banging? Like, Mike hasn't gotten laid in fucking months. I haven't seen my wife in a week. You're gonna make it worse? You're going to try to put more time between me and the happiness?
Have I been in this whole boycott this whole time and I didn't know it?
That's why you're not getting laid, Mike, because of Alyssa Milano. She fucking, every girl you fucking like, likes Miss Alyssa Milano as much as you do. All right? That's the way it goes.
I'm dying over here.
All right. So that's
oh man.
Thought that was important to share, everybody.
Almost gave me an asthma attack, Dougie.
Any rate, I'm excited. I'm going back to Cali. You know, I'm tired, man. This travel thing is fun. I don't want to be like sound like a bitch, but at the same time, I couldn't stop sweating in Naples. I was in Chicago for 2 weeks. I went to L.A. The weather was fucking beautiful, cool weather. You know what's great about being in L.A. and Chicago? You can walk down the street and not have swamp ass.
Yeah, it's getting to that weather now.
It's like fucking hot as fuck.
It came in last week. I was like, shit.
If you want to come Something to Florida, stay home. And if you're a woman who's boycotting having sex and you want to come to Florida, definitely stay home.
If you're a woman who's boycotting having sex and are going to call the cops on Muslim American comics, stay home.
Yes. Fucking Netflix it.
Thank you.
Ugh. Way to go.
So you're excited about going back to Cali?
Well, you know.
Going back to Cali. What's going on in Cali?
I'm headlining the Pechanga Casino Resort in Temecula.
How is that headlining a casino? I mean, I don't know if you've talked about that on this show yet. Have
right.
you? Have you kind of gone into the intricacies?
Not really. No one's ever taken the time to ask me questions,
Mike. Well, I want to ask you,
all
like
right.
when you go to a casino, like how is that different from, let's say, doing the improv?
Well, certain casinos will have rules. I guess improv has rules as well.
Right.
You know, so some of the, like, if you're in an Indian casino, sometimes they'll tell you, please don't make fun of the indigenous people. And I was like, yeah, I got that. You know, some casinos you can't gamble at them. Like in the Bahamas, you can't gamble in the Bahamas when you work for the casino.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's why.
That's something interesting. So what if, like, you were, like, a major comic gambler. Let's say, like, one of my favorites, that one dude, he was on SNL. But anyway, let's say you had a gambling addiction.
Right.
And now you're there. Like, do you have to walk to another casino now to
wear
gamble?
A fucking hat and sunglasses and a rubber nose?
Yeah, I mean, how does that, I guess,
I just said, I'm not going to gamble, I'm here.
Right, right, okay.
Every time I go to Atlantis, Bahamas to work, though, I'm in my workout, I'm in my lose weight mode. I go to the gym. In the morning?
Because I saw that, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but because I saw that tweet and you were like, oh, I don't know what to do. I'm here all weekend. What do I do? And I'm like, what do you do? You're at a casino. Like,
yeah.
Well, and so now that makes all sense. Like, now you take that out of the way.
Right. But that's why this is beautiful, because I will be playing. There's a poker room at Pechanga Casino.
So you're allowed to go in there?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Hold me back. I'll put on a costume.
But I thought you said you can't gamble.
That's in...
Oh, okay. Not in this one. This one is fine. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
So that's number one. The second thing is, that's good about it, it's all organized. You know what I mean? You got to look certain. You know, there's a, I'm doing a certain casino gig in Seattle and Oregon in July, certain casinos, and they say you can't wear jeans and T-shirts. Well, guess what? I wear jeans and T-shirts.
So wait, you're doing a club. They specifically told you not to wear jeans and T-shirts.
Right.
And you're like, well, that's what I do.
Well, I'm not, because, you know, and by the way, this was advice from me to me from a good friend and fellow comedian, Jim Florentine. Because I remember this happened last year. I said, dude, what I do? I don't want to wear fucking dress pants. And I'm there for 2 weeks. I'm not going to wear a suit. I got to press a suit every 2 or 3 days. What are you, fucking crazy?
Right.
So Jim Florentine says, look here. Listen, trust me, when a band goes and plays at a casino, they don't tell the band what to wear. Imagine them telling fucking Steven Tyler, hey, you can't wear those scarves.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Because comedy, you know, people don't think about it. Stand-up is a perform of performing art. Like, you're, you know, it's not just all the top of your head, and your character you're doing, you know, it could be thrown off by putting on a suit and not being comfortable in your skin, you know?
Dude, that's the big part. I love being in a T-shirt, but here's the thing that, like, they don't want you wearing old sneakers. They don't, you know, holes and shit, dirty. Looks like you've been fucking walking through the, you know, trekking with them.
Yeah, I get
right?
that.
And they don't want you wearing old jeans and a T-shirt that's all fucked up.
Right.
But that's why I do it. I wear nice dress jeans. Right.
Yeah.
A nice my Chuck Taylor, my colorful Chuck Taylors.
Yeah.
I got a wide assortment of colors now. I got them in purple, blue, ordered red. And I got like fucking aquamarine. They look great.
I love them. I love them.
And I'm
colors.
Excited, by the way, because I just ordered. I've been looking for jackets, like a casual jacket. Because if you're going to wear a T-shirt, you don't want to go on. And I don't want to walk on stage at a casino with a T-shirt. Right? So I get a nice jacket.
Like
not a smoking jacket? Either a sport coat.
Yeah.
Right? And that's hard to take on the road, too, because if you're going to be gone 2 weeks, that fucking thing's going to wrinkle.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sit, you know, I'm not going to fuck it up and take it. So you find a nice casual jacket, and I'm not an easy guy to fit.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm a little round in the middle. So sometimes you go to these places and you order a jacket. Yeah, I have a double XL and it gets here. It probably wouldn't fit you.
No, I mean, I know that problem, though, man.
Hey, by the way, I got a jacket you could take today.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it's small. It doesn't fit me, but I ripped it because when I tried to put it on, fat guy in a little coat.
Hey, I got a great tailor, Vinny the Tailor.
Oh, dude, don't let me forget. And by the way, Jimmy Schubert wears the same jacket because he wore it when I saw him when I was in Hollywood.
I agree with you. A nice, like that, what I call is that casual Iron Man, Tony Stark look. It's a nice casual shirt, jeans, nice clean shoes, and a nice jacket. You look like you're ready to do a little conference meeting or... You know, you're out to go out for dinner for, like, you know, on a hot day.
Yeah, it could be anything, you know.
Anything.
I just got 2 new jackets. I got them at May. I looked them up. I'm looking. So one's a bomber jacket that's like this, like a black. It's pretty cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
And one is it's almost like a mixed type jacket. And it's a double XL. If I zip it, it's tough. But if I wear it out, it looks good. It'll work with a T-shirt. You know what I mean?
That's cool.
And so I'm like, all right, now I got shit to wear.
Yeah.
So, and aside from that, there's other little rules and shit, but, you know, but it's fun. Yeah, and they always take care. You get meal tickets usually. Most casinos give you free food.
Well, yeah, that's cool.
And
that's
to me, one of the best things about these casino gigs, usually you're staying on the property.
Yeah.
You know, you just go walk to the casino. Mm-hmm. You go to the showroom. You walk into the green room. You're not
that's
parking.
Great.
You're not driving.
Man. Yeah.
You know, that's
so literally
that's
you just walk down like an hour before showtime.
Yeah. Or here's the best part about that. you get to go whenever the fuck you want to go.
Oh, really?
The first night you get there, you show up early. Hey, I'm here in town, you know. And tomorrow, hey, the show's at 7. Hey, can I be here at 6:45? You know what I mean?
Oh, cool.
You know, I don't want to sit here and, you know, unless it's a stacked out green room, and you're going to sit there and chill.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, right. But that's good. I'm blessed. Feel blessed, man.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. By the way, why not? Let's do a little bit of it.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them. That's what we do. And we're going to start with a Florida man story, of course.
Florida man.
Florida man arrested after refusing to remove I Eat Pussy bumper sticker.
Wait, what?
Yeah. This happened last week. I wanted to do it on last week's show, but I didn't. The news didn't happen yet, and I don't have a crystal ball or a fucking DeLorean, so we're going to do it late. Some people already talked about this story, but Florida man, on his license plate, he had I Eat Pussy bumper sticker.
Wow, that's aggressive.
He was arrested for it.
That's real aggressive.
A man arrested in Florida for refusing to remove a bumper sticker on his vehicle that read, I eat pussy. See, I'm assuming it doesn't show you that, by the way, in the story. But what else would it be that would be that vulgar? I eat ass? Maybe. Could be I eat ass.
Could be I eat ass. You know. That
seems
like,
to be the popular
that's
thing
the
now.
New popular thing. I think I wouldn't put it past it as actually I eat ass.
It might be.
You know?
It might be.
Because I could see, again, I'm sorry, women. I could see a lady getting like, oh my God,
triggered.
Taking that wrong. Like, he eats ass. You know, pussy, she'd probably be like a little, like, ooh, I mean, that's gross, but oh my God. But
ass,
ass
seems
be
a little more subtle, like on a bumper sticker where you say pussy,
aggressive.
Pussy, ooh, that's
right,
bad. But if you have, like, if a kid sees ass, like Jackass, mm-hmm. like, you know, Shrek,
it could make him gay.
Yeah, next thing
oh
you know,
God.
I don't want my G.I. Joe. I want a Barbie doll.
I
want
to eat butthole.
I want an easy bake oven. A man, says Dylan Shane Webb, 23, was driving a brown Chevrolet truck on Sunday when a deputy noticed a sexually suggestive sticker fastened to his rear window and alerted Webb that violates a state obscenity law. Didn't know they had those. Webb responded by claiming the content of the sticker was just words. Just words, copper.
No, man, Florida's that old school, like, we forget that the law, a lot of the laws are still old school, like Southern, mm-hmm. you know, they literally have a rule where they can bust you for anything.
The cop asked the young man, he goes, if a parent of a small child, let's say, what if a parent of a small child, how would they explain those words, what they meant to the child? Like, you know, you're driving with your kid behind this guy, and mommy, what does I eat ass mean?
Why does he want to eat? He likes eating donkeys. It's
He doesn't. When he gets a hamburger at Burger King,
it's a Mexican delicacy.
Yeah, a burrito. A burrito? No, it's different, son. The suspect also cited his First Amendment privileges when the deputy asked if he would remove just one letter of the sticker. So it must have been ass. You can't. Right. You're a pussy. You can't remove any of that.
Right. You're still gonna get it.
Gonna
so ass would be. I eat as.
Yeah. As.
I eat as.
I think
in
we just figured,
I'm hungry.
I think we figured that out, Mike. We used deductive reasoning here to figure out what that actually was.
That makes sense.
Well done. Oddly enough, that story was continued since I posted this, but
because even if
he was let go. By the way, it seems that you're right. You know,
you do have the right.
You do have the right. Freedom of speech.
There is the right also, which is great, that you can flick off cops.
Yeah, they say it's legal now. You can,
totally legal.
It's not, you know, it's not reason to be pepper sprayed.
Yeah, no.
Well, it's not harmful. It's not. I agree with that. You're not endangering anybody. You ever have somebody do that to you and you get pissed? I've had that a lot of times in athlete soccer, you know, or something like that, especially when I was fighting. One time, this one dude up in his hometown, and I was coming off stage. Some guy was like, because I stood over him and taunted him after, and the guy's like, "You fuck you," and this and that. And I'm just looking at the guy like, "I'm gonna knock you out too, bitch." You know, spitting is a bad thing.
Right,
people
right.
spit.
Yeah,
if somebody spits on you, that's an offense. That's a battery. That's a battery charge.
Right, right. That's going over the line. But a middle finger. I laugh sometimes if someone gives me the middle finger.
Yeah,
because if I'm like winning or something like that, like or you know, it's just like whatever, loser. you know, it's when you're the loser and someone gives you the finger, that's when it really affects you. That's right. When you're like, well, fuck you, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but, so, you know, like you said, just like a man wouldn't call 911,
right.
A gloating guy wouldn't give you the finger.
Right.
It's usually somebody you pissed off.
Yeah, exactly.
So, fuck it. They give you the finger. Yeah. Hey, great, give me the finger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know I'm number one.
Yeah. See you later. Right, just keep looking at him and laughing. He's like, yeah, that's good. Yeah, we should do this. Oh, I got in your head. Huh?
Yeah, yeah,
I got in your head. Florida man says he would rather go to jail than to his wife as he gets caught driving out of his sunroof. This is a video that went viral a few days ago here. But a man, it looks like he's driving a pretty nice new Caddy, a white one. It looks like Perry Sack's new Caddy, by the way. I thought that was Perry freaking out. but this guy says, I'd rather go to jail than go home to my fucking wife.
Well,
Florida man claiming he would rather go to jail than back home to his wife. He can't have life that bad. He's got a nice new Caddy.
You see what you've done, Alyssa Milano? You've ruined everything.
You're right. You think there's a connection? You think his wife's not fucking him because of Alyssa Milano?
Alyssa Milano, damn you.
And he went to a strip club and caught the clap from some stripper on a day crew? Now it hurts when he pees. Leonard Olson, 70, was detained after an off-duty deputy at Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office recorded the man and reported him to Florida Highway Patrol. Deputy said Olson was speeding more than 100 miles per hour down the highway and later slowed down to 40 miles per hour. The man stood up and sat on his open sunroof while the car was still moving, and he was imitating the chick from Titanic.
I'll never let go, Jack.
Not that scene. I think it was the part where they're on the front of the boat.
Oh, yeah, okay, I got you. I'm on top of the world.
After being stopped by troopers, Olson initially denied that he was traveling on his sunroof and then realized, fuck, I'm in a day and age where everybody's got phones. But the man then told the authorities that he actually wanted to turn himself in, according to the outlet. So, citing law enforcement officials, he didn't want to go home to his wife. She does not treat him well, it turns out. I don't know many wives who do.
Jeez. That's what scares me about getting married, Dougie.
Right.
Because that's why I'm still single. It's just like, all these marriages just, the guy rather just get arrested than go home to his wife.
Well, you don't want to marry his wife, okay? You want to find a woman that you want to go home to.
I'm sure it didn't start out that way.
But you don't see a bunch. Listen, it's not like you see 80 guys right now driving down 95 with sticking their head out the fucking window.
There. You got a point there.
He's one of many.
You got a point there.
Any rate,
it's a scary world.
You got to go out there, Mike. There's a girl out there for you, dude.
You know,
I love this story. New York man flips vehicle after spider jumps on his leg.
I've done this. Man. I mean, I never flipped my car, but
yeah.
You tell me out there, you live in Florida, you never got a bug inside your car, and you didn't freak out. One of those palmetto bugs.
Yeah,
it's gross.
Oh, the fuck palmetto bug. I'm trying to remember what it was. I don't know if you mentioned a dragonfly.
I had a giant dragonfly in my car.
Giant dragonfly.
It was like bats. It looked like a pterodactyl. Yeah. Like it could fly me away. Literally picked me up and
grabbed Mike.
Exactly.
It almost grabbed Mike and pulled them out of the passenger
and
seat.
And feed me to its children somewhere in the nest.
I fucked up where something happened. I was like eating with a hamburger and I almost died because I wouldn't let go of the fucking hamburger. I didn't want to mess up my carpet.
Is that true?
Yeah. You know, it's like a quick reaction. You're sitting there, you're driving, you're, oh, fuck, the car starts going. You're sitting there, and you're looking at the hamburger. You're like, I don't want to get the seat wet. I don't want to get ketchup on the seat. But I'm gonna drive it at 80 miles an hour into the fucking wall. It's a last-minute decision. A New York man flipped his vehicle on Friday after he spotted a spider inside his car. The unidentified man, we'll call Alexander, was driving northbound on State Road 98 around 1:30 p.m. when a spider jumped onto his leg. Reporting, citing the actual sheriff's office, blah, blah, blah. The driver became frightened and tried to get the spider off his leg. He ended up reportedly driving off the road, hitting an embankment, and flipping his vehicle.
He's like Little Miss Muffet. Along came a spider to sit down beside her.
Again, think about this. This guy may or may not have avoided a spider bite. But he rolled his fucking car.
And is that covered under insurance?
I don't know if you want to tell people that. Like even Flo's going, no, you're on your own, bitch.
Man, that's going to be I don't think a deductible is in that guy's future.
Doherty said no one was injured in the incident.
Thank God.
I mean, the spider probably didn't
imagine
last.
He would have killed someone over a spider.
Yeah. Barrel into like a school bus, kill 15 kids. Why'd you run off the road and go into oncoming traffic? I had a spider jump on my knee.
Jeez, my God. That guy needs to go, like, there. Because, like, he probably must have, like, arachnophobia. Do you have any, like, things like that? Are you, like, afraid of, like, bugs or
not
snakes
really.
Or anything like that?
I'm not. When it comes to spiders, you know what I hate? It's still true. Like, you see my backyard. Sometimes, you go out there at night with the dog or you have to do something, and there's a lot of trees.
Yeah.
And they have those fucking tree spiders that are, like, as big as your hand.
Yeah.
So sometimes you're walking, and then all of a sudden you don't realize that there's a net that could catch a human.
Right.
Like, no. A web. They're so big.
Almost walk into it.
Yeah. And I've walked up, you know. Yeah. Like, you know, I don't want it on your face. You know what I mean? Sometimes even the little ones by my pool pump. When I got to go out there, the spider web's in there. So it's at night. I go to turn the pool pump off. It didn't shut. Fuck, and sitting there the next day, I got spider web in my hair. I'm like, oh, what if I have a spider in my head now?
Yeah, and then, like, sometimes they're so huge and intricate, these webs, that you're like, how come no one's seen this? Like, and how quick did the spider take to make this web? Like,
all day. Okay. And that's when you got to go get the old vape pen.
Just shitting silk out his ass.
Yeah, all fucking day. It's not, you know, Rome was built in 6 days or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, police in Cairo, a city roughly 40 miles south of Albany, said they posted about the crash. They're bringing up a contributing factor of the collision. We know
what
that it's
car
easy.
Was it? Did they mention that?
Oh, yeah. We know that it's easier for some drivers than others, but please overcome your fear when you're behind the wheel. And, you know, I mean, again, the guy was worried about getting bit by a spider.
Because if it's a 92 Corolla, all right, maybe it was worth not getting bit by a spider and telling that thing out.
Just swipe that bitch away. When a bug's on me, I'm a man. I'm, you know, unless it's a scorpion or a fucking black widow.
I get
sketchy about that. Like, when I reach into the pool skimmer sometimes, it's like the spiders get in there because all the bugs that get in there end up living there. It's like a smorgasbord for them. So, you know, you want to stick your hand there. Got a brown recluse biting your hand next. You know, hey, what can you think?
Yeah. What about like a snake?
I used to catch snakes when I was a kid.
Okay, so you're cool.
Yeah, I don't like it. Yeah. I had a guy. We had a rat. We caught a rat upstairs. My daughter was hearing noises in a room above it. So he set some traps.
Yeah.
And you always know because we put them right there. You go, somebody says, well, you got to walk through that. I go, no, dummy, you put the rat trap right by the entrance of the fucking, when you go in your attic, you put it right there, you put a little bacon on there, stick the rat traps up there. So I came out before I left on my little trip to Naples, I'm like, I walked into the garage, you can smell it when a rat's dead, usually about a day. You know, oh, that's not good. So
broken
I went up
snack.
There. Yep, there the poor guy was. You know, all fucked up. Hey, don't come in my house, bitch.
Exactly.
Yeah, here's a story. Berlin Park designates pink drug zones for dealers and buys. So if you go to Germany, they actually gotten so pretty cool that they have painted certain areas of the park so that if you want to go get drugs, go do it in that area.
You know, I go back and forth with that whole idea with just legalizing all drugs across the board and just letting humans fend for themselves. Like, I don't know. You know, I don't know if I would want that in my neighborhood. I like weed and alcohol and all that, but I don't know if I want to, like, go to a park and see drug dealers actively out and about in public doing their thing.
Yeah. Like you said, it's bad for children, man. Kids, what are they going to think? You got to explain that shit.
And keep it behind closed doors or something, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, listen, people are talking about they've been to San Francisco. They go to some of these towns. There's people just have needles sticking out of their arm when you walk down the street. The homeless problem, shit on the streets, all that stuff.
I didn't know how bad it was. I heard it on some radio. If you look at, Skid Row, I didn't know that was, like, a real thing. And
you thought it was just a song or a band?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know there was an actual place you can go to. And the whole area of Skid Row, which is multiple blocks of L.A., it's just homeless people. Like,
yeah, tents and shit.
It's dilapidated buildings and just on the streets, on the roads.
Yeah. It says here that Senzig Dimitri, manager of the popular Golitzer Park in the city's trendy Kreuzberg district, believes that designated drug zones will encourage families and joggers who had been intimidated by shady gangs and dangerous dealings to come back to the park. Yeah, because we have them standing over here where the fucking sidewalk's pink.
I don't know why they would do that.
Police have tried and failed for years to push drug dealers out of the park. They even implemented a zero tolerance policy, but nothing seems to work. This method has purely practical reasoning behind it, he told the news, this guy Dimitri. Dimitri hopes that the cordoning off of a section of the park for dealers, that they won't loiter. In other words, that they maybe just not paint, but take a section where to go.
Over there. Children, stay over here.
Yeah. What about the
other
Just red?
Don't look over there.
Yeah, kids, don't look to the sun.
We'll hang a giant shower curtain across the park.
But yeah, the one way or the other, you know, legal drugs, whatever, just, you know. You're right, because you know what? In a sense, it's Darwinian. Like, if people, the people that are going to fucking go crazy on it and fucking kill themselves, they'll be gone.
Right.
Right? And the people that could do it a little bit here and there, you'll never know, because that's what they do it. It's not part of their life.
Right.
Right? And there'll be those that are always on the corner, and eventually they'll have a reputation, and they'll get fucked up, and whatever, we move on.
Yeah, but, you know, I think, you know, there's, listen, we could be here for hours discussing the whole war on drugs topic, but personally, for me, I probably would move out of that neighborhood.
Yeah. If you give me a choice, vote on that, I'm just going to leave.
I'm moving to France.
Yeah. Here's a story. South Dakota man stole sex toys from a couple's house. Tyndale, South Dakota. A South Dakota man is accused of stealing $500 worth of sex toys from a couple's home over a period of 2 years. What? First of all, I've never owned $500 of sex toys. Have you? Have you ever owned that? Have you ever that big of an inventory?
No, I'm going to just admit something right now on your...
All right.
Right here on the Dangerous Dougie show. I probably owned $500 worth of porn DVD in my lifetime.
Well, right. Yeah. That's understandable. have you actually?
I feel like I'm not the only one in this room.
Well, no. When you used to go to a strip club, like get the special dance, they'd either give you a T-shirt or a fucking DVD. You know what I mean?
No, I purchased, like, but over time. You know, I was in college, you know, maybe like a DVD once a month.
You had like the porn of Netflix.
Yeah,
they sent you
well,
a copy
before,
every
yeah,
year.
Before Pornhub and all this was going on, and, you know,
you had a collection.
That's how you got.
I think at the most I ever had, I probably had
quality.
I think I still in some box, maybe. My wife may have thrown it away by now, to be honest with you. But I think at most I ever had was like three or four little VCR tapes, or like three or four DVDs at a time. Ever.
Well, you know,
ask me.
I grew up in the late 80s, early 90s, and finding your parents' porn was like treasure. Like,
right.
You felt like you found, you know, the Holy Grail. No, I'm sorry to equate that with
that. Yeah, how sacrilegious of you.
Very sacrilegious. But the point being is, when I got older in college, I had to find this one classic porn that I found when I was like 11.
Oh, you want to reminisce?
It had Ron Jeremy in it.
Me.
And this dude, and the whole porn story is this dude had this, like, this witch lady give him some cologne that if he put it on, women would want to have sex with
him. So you're
trying
to find out what the fucking cologne is.
I was like, yeah, where is this cologne at?
You get that at Birdine's? Which was a story back then.
It's Brutes. It's Brutes. That's what it was.
I Karate. The Argus Leader reports that a 25-year-old Brody Fuchs.
Brody Fuchs.
F-U-C-H-S. Fuchs. Fuchs.
Brody Fuchs.
Brody Fuchs of Tyndale, is charged with second-degree burglary. Bonhomme County Sheriff's Deputy Brian McGuire says Fuchs took a bunch of the items from a residence in Tyndale, where it's near the Nebraska border. An affidavit says the couple had installed a camera system inside the house, which caught Fuchs entering the home for about 40 seconds and leaving. The deputy recovered a number of sex toys during his search of the suspect's residence.
We're
hoping he had gloves on.
How does that make anyone shocked to know that Brody Fuchs has sex toys in his?
I can't help it. I like to steal people's dildos. Oh man, shit. You go through the risk of breaking into somebody's house and you take somebody's cock ring.
Yeah. Oh man, I need
a cock ring. I used to have a good one.
I've never used one.
They're good. They help you. They help if you, anybody, not that I do, but it helps. It helps with a premature release.
I've heard about these things on the radio.
Because you get all balled up and, you know. Here's a story. Sheep enrolled at school at France as students. In other words, there's a school in France that they're going to close because there's not enough fucking people. There's just not enough people. It's like a comedy show. You have 10 or less people, there's no show. Right? So there must be a school law. Like, if there's only two kids in the county, you don't have a school. Do you know what they did in France? They brought sheep in to take classes.
That'd be kind of cool.
A farmer in France has taken a unique idea to boost student numbers in a primary school, enrolling 15 sheep to save classes that were at risk of being canceled.
So the sheep are actually in class?
Yeah.
No way.
Meh.
That's got to be distracting.
A farmer in France, Michael Girard, with the help of his dog, escorted 50 sheep into town on Tuesday, 15 of which are now registered as students after showing their birth certificates, according to the news. Among the new students at the Jules Ferry School include Baha Betty, what Dolly, and Satamaro Mautou.
Why do I feel this is Alyssa Milano's fault?
Yeah. There's no more people. Everybody stop fucking. The school of Kretz in Belledonne, a village in the Alps, was told that one of its 11 classes would be closed after the numbers fell from 266 to 261. A group of parents were against the proposal of scale back on the number, blah, blah, blah. And the men averages, the people are just dying off. That's what's happening in France. The mayor of the town, Jean-Louis Moret, supported the parents' efforts in recognizing the sheep as students. And a hit at the government's annoying threshold logic prompted the threat of closure. French President Emmanuel Macron, who's Trump's buddy, has proposed that class be limited to 24 students as part of the educational policy. Well, maybe maybe if they want to have more attendance, they should bring more dildos to school.
I feel like the world's going to a crazy place, Dougie.
It is.
We got sheep in class,
We don't have much longer, Mike. Yeah, you know, the end is coming. It's near. I feel that way.
I mean, this would never happen.
I think we may see it. I think we may witness it. Who knows?
Probably.
Right, think about it. Out of all the people that ever lived on Earth, you could possibly be the person that sees it go. Again, because they say it's happened more than once.
I'm definitely the person who's seen us, seen the human race achieve its greatest accomplishment to recorded history, as we know, up until this point.
Right.
So, I mean, we've achieved godlike status when you think about it.
Well, that's when we're at the end. When you start to think we're godlike, that's when God says, fuck you, bring down the plague.
I mean, we could fly, could drive.
Bring together the four horsemen. Get them out.
We really are living godlike. You know, we live it every day, we just don't think about it.
Take it all for granted, buddy. Here's somebody who takes things for granted. Toll evader named Stiff to pay up $128 in tolls. You know, those fucking SunPass things can add up. Those easy toll things. If you don't, I have it come out of my account every month. $50, $50, yeah. $50. You know?
Yeah, I have it set up.
Yeah.
Prepay.
I've been a bitch lately on the fast lanes. You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah. I love driving down those. I forget what they're called, but they have them on these highways now in South Florida, where it's like your lanes, right?
Yeah, the express lanes.
Yeah. They're the middle. They go different ways. It's pretty cool. You think about it, that's how you really deal with traffic, right? Because certain times there's more going, you know, especially in Florida.
Yeah,
there's more people. You know, in the morning, more people are heading from the west, heading east, and then at the end of the day, everybody's heading back home west from the east. Right. So they open these things up. I remember when they started doing that, people said, "How do you know they're going to fucking go the wrong way?" you don't know that shit.
How do they know?
The worst toll evader in Pennsylvania is being ordered to pay up. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports that Jared Stiff. He's stiff in the bill.
I mean,
this is coming out of Yahoo Stories.
You can't make up these characters.
Yeah. My drug dealer's name was Mike Greengrass.
Right. I mean, Jesus
Christ. I just hope my favorite hooker isn't called Shirley No Cure.
I buy weed from Mary Jane. Really? Her last name is Jane?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'd be the weirdest thing in the world.
Yeah. Oh, man, I found out my drug dealer's name is Officer. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports that Jared Stiff didn't pay for trips on the Pennsylvania Turnpike 2,264 times.
Oh, he's a stiff.
From the 2012 to 2017. More than anyone else in the state.
Jared Stiff.
The 36-year-old suburban Philadelphia person racked up nearly $128,000 in unpaid toll. Can you imagine that fucking bill coming in? That's a lot of driving, dude. I do a lot of driving. I still don't think my tolls came out to that much money.
Was he arrested by Johnny Law?
In a deal with prosecutors, he pleaded guilty in April to the theft of services, was ordered to pay over $11,000 $500, and was sentenced to 5 years probation.
Oof, that probation's not fun.
Stiff's case and two others resolved in suburban Philadelphia this week are the latest example of the Turnpike Commission's aggressive new approach to toll evaders. There's a toll that there are toll evaders out there, Mike. They change their fucking license plates.
Yeah, I heard there's a spray you could put on your license plate that when they take the flash,
right,
it'll reflect it, yeah. Right, so they can't get a good picture.
Yeah, it's almost like a stealthy type thing.
Yeah,
but then you get in trouble for that.
Yeah, if they pull you over and detect that.
Yeah. See, you can't fuck the system anymore.
We're getting likes, man. Look at that. Yeah? I'm seeing likes things.
Good.
Keep liking and loving us, people.
That's right, everybody. That's all we have really time for here on the show.
Well, okay, no more likes.
Mike. by the way, you're going to be at the Robot Brewery this weekend? The open mic this Wednesday night? What do you got?
All right. So, Dada. Tomorrow night, Tuesday.
It's Delray Beach, everybody. If you're in South Florida, Dada.
Comedy open mic. Come out. Starts at 10 for us night owls. Then All Arts open mic Wednesday. Robot Brewing Company in Boca. Check that out every Wednesday. And then I'm going to be headlining Bangin' Banjo Brewery May 23rd, Friday, Pompano.
May 23rd is a Friday?
I believe so.
I think it's 24th.
24th, the Friday of that, whatever, yeah. 23rd, 24th, that Friday weekend, Bangin' Banjo, and then, no, I think you're right, 24th, and then the 25th, I'm back at Robot for a comedy show.
Nice. Hey, if you were paying attention, I'm going to be at the Pechanga Casino this Thursday through Sunday in Temecula, California, headlining the gig. What else? I got some Florida stuff. I got, I'm doing Julie Baez's room, the Vapor.
I love that. I headlined the Gypsy Moon. It's a great room.
Vape room? Is that the one in Pembroke Pines?
Gypsy Moon Vapes.
Yeah?
Vapes, Gypsy
Moon. Well, I'll be there on the 20th.
It's a great room.
Yeah.
A lot of Hispanics. Very up close. They're all into comedy.
Nice. Well, go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates.
Can I say one last thing? I have a cool podcast. It's called Sunday Sesh. You can check it on YouTube. Just type in Sunday Sesh with Mike Cintron.
There you go, guys. Follow us or follow me on Instagram or Twitter, Dougie Dangerous. Follow our show on Instagram at Wake Up with Dougie. Wake Up Late with Dougie. I think it is. Just fucking search. And then Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook where you can catch all these videos. If you're listening to us on a podcast, you can check out the videos on our fan page at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And go to Wake Up Late with Dougie Show on Podbean. That's our home site. Donate. We have a Patreon page. We'd love you to donate. We're taking a minimum donation of $1 a month. So if you watch this show on Facebook and all that kind of stuff, you just sent us $1 a month. We'd end up having $500 a month, and these guys would get gas money. We'd have a board. I would wear pants and all kinds of fun stuff. So please go to Wake Up Late Dougie Show at Podbean and be a patron listener. You can donate $1, $2 a month, and it all goes to gas money for all the co-hosts. Come out and do a wonderful job on the show, by the way.
Yes.
Aside from that, again, God bless everybody out there. Take care. And I don't know if I'm going to be here Monday next week, because I may be flying back from California, but follow us on all that shit I told you to follow, and you'll know. All right?
Single ladies, check me out. Mike Cintron.
God bless, guys. Take care. I'll see you here next time at the same spot.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets. They travel to the world on a silvery light. People of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. Came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They guessed the limits of imagination. Through the door to the world. We'll be right back. journey of a thousand lifetimes with the tune.